This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy Tuesday to join me. Perhaps you're on your way to work here at 7 o'clock in the morning. You're tuned in to where God is always broadcasting, and that is in His Word. You're going to hear today something I just preached 2 days ago. Here it is. It's March the 22nd today. I just preached this on Sunday the 19th, and the sermon is entitled Before and After. I saw this picture on Facebook. It was sort of a gag, but certainly all truth. And it's before and after. So you have to understand, I had this picture on the board, on the screen here, as I was preaching this. And it's a look at people before and after. What people looked like before cocaine, and then after cocaine was done with them. Or crack, or alcohol, before and after. And the before person was always good. A good picture, innocent. And then the after picture always was a disheveled person, beaten down. And then the last picture was Jesus, before and after, and that guy's first picture was that way, and after picture, he had a smile on his face. That's what this sermon is, before and after. Who you are before God and after. And it's a look at your standing, at least as God would consider it. That's the look here. This first part, this will air 3 days here, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. In this first part, we're going to cover all the things that you were before Christ, B.C., or perhaps all the things that you are right now before Christ. Then later on in the week, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to look at how you can change that, how you can change your eternal standing, how you can change your position. We'll get to that later in the week. But here today now is part one. If you'd like to hear this whole message, I encourage you, go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find it uploaded on there. You can hear it or download it. Or if you'd like, I'll mail you a CD. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Here's part one of Before and After. I saw this great picture floating around Facebook. And this week, looking at it, once in a while, on these rare occasions, the Lord will speak to me in my spirit and instruct me on something. This is my sermon today. What a great picture. What a profound truth. Before and after. Right? Got before cocaine,
and after. Before alcohol and after. Before crack and then AC, after crack. And how true they are, aren't they? And before Jesus and after. That's what I want to look at. That is before and after. I want to follow last week's message on idolatry with this positive message on what Jesus can do to you and for you and with you if you obey him and receive him into your heart and walk with him daily. Scripture verse to get started today is Colossians 1:21. It says this. It says, and you who once, or sometimes, were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in his body of his in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Before and after. Who were you BC? Perhaps who are you now? All depending on your spiritual condition. Number one on your handout. Who were you BC? Number one is you are lost. Lost. And the Bible calls you an alien. And the president of this world has built a wall which you have paid for, to separate you from the kingdom of God. Ephesians 2 put it this way, verse 11. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now there, first and only time in the Bible, is your word atheist and achristos. An atheist, technically, is not someone who doesn't believe in God. An atheist is someone that's without God. And granted, there sure are billions of them. You call yourself an atheist? All right, I agree with you. I've got to change your heart. You are an atheist. You're without God. Don't tell me you don't believe in God. No such thing. I mean, do you get upset at a pink elephant convention? Surely not. Then don't tell me you don't believe in God, because you do. Atheist, achristos. So, number one on this list is you're lost. Your picture, BC, in the spiritual realm, as God sees it. You're standing before God. Number one, you're lost. Number two, you have no hope. Before Christ, BC, you've got no hope. That's why I won't do a funeral for an unbeliever. I won't go and lie to a bunch of people at a funeral and tell them Johnny's in a better place now. I won't do that. You got to hire someone else to do that. Because Johnny's not in a better place. If he didn't call on the name of the Lord to be saved, you've got no hope. If he didn't, then Johnny's lost and has got no hope. And Johnny's pleading with you not to go to the place where he is now. Number three, without God. Before Christ, you are without God. God is not with you. Or to put it in their vernacular, would be the man upstairs, they like to say. You ever heard that? Oh, the man upstairs. The man upstairs, he's not with you, he's not for you, and he's not on your side. But rather, number four, you are enemies of God is number four. enemies of God, again, Colossians 1:21, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Number five, guilty. John 3:18, he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And in case you don't think the Bible author is talking about you, Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're guilty. B.C., before Christ, you stand before God guilty as charged. Guilty before God for being a lawbreaker. Now remember, different societies and different people require different penalties and different punishments for being a lawbreaker. Muslims will cut off your hands for stealing. Muslims will kill their women for smiling. Muslims will pour acid on their women's face for smiling. That's their punishment. Likewise, God also has established a certain punishment for breaking his law. The wages of sin is death. Meaning, regarding wages, that is, you've earned this, like a salary. You have it coming to you as a form of payment. The wages of sin. You see, you write this down. Sin pays off in death. Sin pays off in death. Reminds me of another verse. James 1:14 says, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Hebrews 9:27 said, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Without Christ, that judgment is a guilty verdict. Okay, before Christ, you are, number six, is condemned. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, says, I saw a great white throne, him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, I bet. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to their works by the things written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, everyone according to his works. Then death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. For those listening in on the podcast, there's an old saying in this country that says you can run, but you can't hide. There's no escaping this. Whether you've been cremated, or whether or not you went down with the Titanic, or whether or not you're in Hades awaiting this dreadful day, there's no escaping this. Hades is a green room in which you don't want to be in. Does everyone here know what a green room is? In show business, it's a holding place until it's your turn.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.